everyone, and welcome to episode 57 of K-Drama Convos. We're getting like really close to 60, which is so weird.
Yeah.
That is just, that's so
strange. We're past the halfway point to 100.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Just barely, but we are past it.
That is true. So today we are talking about the obviously very popular and well-known drama, Attorney Woo, or Extraordinary Attorney Woo. I still don't know how am I supposed to say it?
Extraordinary.
I still don't know.
It's fine.
It's like the, what's that drama that has it in the name? It's like thus and such extraordinary.
Yeah.
And I've heard people pronounce it both ways.
Both ways are correct. It's fine.
I still just like, I don't know how to say it. So we actually timed starting this drama. Total coincidence that we timed it very well. Mm-hmm. We finished it yesterday, which was Saturday, the 20th. And a recording the 21st when this is going up. Because we thought it'd be fun to get this episode up right after the show finished airing. It finished airing Friday. Yeah, when, no, Thursday. It finished Thursday.
Oh, okay.
It aired Wednesday, Thursday. So, we just so happened to start it before, I want to say even before the last, like, 2 to 4 episodes were out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We kind of, like, caught up to it and then finished it as they came out.
Mm-hmm.
Which we like doing it that way.
Yes.
The only two dramas we've ever watched as it airs
was Arthdal and Hospital Playlist.
Two. The first one we did the same thing, except we had like wait 1 week for like the final.
Yeah.
But like with this one, it just so happened we're like, okay, we need something to watch. What are we gonna want? Like,
this is a new one. This is popular. Let's try this.
I legit thought it was done. I had no idea it was still airing at the time that we started it. So we really liked this drama.
Mm-hmm.
It was very enjoyable. And also, I guess we haven't seen that many legal dramas. What was the one that Lee Jung-suk, was that While You Were Sleeping? He played a prosecutor or a lawyer or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's when I can remember that one of the characters, and it also focused around that a lot as well. I can't think of, there have definitely been some others that have it in there, but I think this was probably the first one we'd really seen that really only focused on the people who worked in the law firm.
Right, rather than them being just a little part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, instead of like, you know, one character working in a law firm and then one, and like the two leads, one that does and one that doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit more that isn't, that like happens outside of the law firm or court or whatever. Whereas this one, because basically all the characters are, it was a little bit different.
Right.
And I think they, I don't know, I think they pulled it off quite well with still keeping the balance between the case going on and the characters and their relationships and developments.
Well, it made it, the episodes, it made it easy to, not easy, but obvious that each episode was going to be a separate case,
or sometimes
two of them. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, worked well because they didn't overload us with legal jargon and everything that we had to try and follow this long, drawn-out, complicated case.
They were things
that could be started, and we only got, like, little bits and pieces. I'm sure they spent more time
obviously.
In court, but we just got little bits of it, and that was enough to understand what was going on with the case.
Yeah, definitely. I think partly because, I mean, we haven't seen, like I said, too many legal dramas, and it's more the any, literally any show that has politics, I cannot follow for the life of me. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, even modern day ones, like, historical will a lot of time have, like, the, like, almost like the throne room politics.
Right,
if
yeah.
you want to call it that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, with all the, shoot, what is the word for the, all the dudes. It's not the throne room, but you know what I mean. No, all the...
You mean the advisors and...
All the advisors,
and
yeah.
the scholars all, exactly, and all yeah. that, yeah.
That, I... We always... Like, that's always... That can be something that, like, will make or break a historical is how much of that political stuff they have in it and how complicated they
right,
make it.
Yeah.
Even modern shows that have Paul... I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a little bit different because it's legal stuff, not politics, mm-hmm. but they were... I was somewhat surprised, actually, how easy it was to follow.
Well, they gave Young Woo lines which actually explained the law to us as the viewer.
Yeah, but she was talking
especially
to her
those
coworkers.
Of us who don't even know Korean law. Like
obviously, yeah.
Obviously. But, you know, there's some of the regulations and things are different than they are in the U.S.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And she explained them well.
Or part of
they were explained by her supervisor to her mm-hmm. or whatever. So it made it clear to the audience.
Definitely. And, like, how she would recite the whole, like, you know, article thus mm-hmm. and such. That would also sometimes, because she would say the entire thing.
Right.
That would also sometimes, I mean, even though the wording's a little strange in those, that also sometimes helped. And that was just something that her character did, and it made sense for her character to mm-hmm. do that. So speaking of characters. segue real quick.
Yeah.
Or going on a rabbit trail. So, out of, like, the, pretty much all the main characters, for the most part, I was just noting that we really, one of the only people we haven't seen in a drama is Park Eun-bin, who plays Woo Young-woo. And which was kind of funny because all the others, mm-hmm. we were like, oh my gosh, know them. Okay, yep, know them.
Oh,
yep.
Look who it is. Yep.
And that kind of thing. And that was like, it was kind of funny that she was actually the only person we hadn't. Mm-hmm. Not the only person, but one of the leads that we had, right. or the lead, literally. So, this show's obviously very unique in having the main character autistic.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. Have you ever seen a drama movie, whatever, with a character that is autistic? I feel like you have, but maybe you hadn't.
Not. I don't know that I've seen a fictional show. Like, I've seen documentary,
okay.
but not a fictional show.
Right, that makes yeah. sense. No, that totally makes sense. I haven't seen anything. Mm. I mean, I was mentioning that where I work, it's like a retreat camp. And we every now and then will get groups of either adults or kids. That's a group with some of them have autism. So I've had a teeny tiny little bit of interaction.
Right.
I mean, very, very little. But it was enough that a few of these things she would do, I've seen people do mm-hmm. that. Like, in real life, like, how they don't make eye contact with you or how they would fiddle with their hands and stuff like that. It was like, yeah, I've seen kids or even an adult, like, mm-hmm. who did that. And it made... I mean, even to me, who's like barely interacted, just a little bit I did interact with people who are autistic, it made me like, oh, yeah, I remember them doing something. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt even more realistic.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know if it was realistic.
Oh, yeah, you looked
so
it up.
So I looked it up, and I watched a video of an autistic adult mm-hmm. talking about the show mm-hmm. and talking about how many different things Woo Young-woo did that she could relate to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the revolving door and the wearing your headphones or not wearing your headphones and just little things like that that I was like, wow, okay, so that was accurate. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is true
yeah,
to life.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that I could see in some ways could be hard to what's the word? Not to act, but hard to portray, is a character like that, partly because it is very different from person to person. Right,
exactly. And you don't want to stereotype.
Exactly, yeah.
While you play that part.
I mean, yes, there are specific things that are just, you know, probably quite common.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, similar habits or something.
Apparently, one of the one common thing is the way she repeats stuff that mm-hmm. people say to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely yeah. normal.
Mm-hmm. And I think that as far as I've heard, and like you said, you read the article. I think I saw other articles. I, at the time, didn't read them because we hadn't finished the show yet, so I didn't want spoilers. But multiple articles are talking about how realistic it was. And a lot of those were from people, especially adults, that mm-hmm. actually had autism.
Right, right.
And I think that's something that's very different is that it was someone who, she was, what, 20-something. You know, it's very different than, like, how a kid
exactly.
would, like, you
yeah.
know, get through life.
Because she's
like
learned, by now, she's learned certain coping mechanisms mm-hmm. that a kid who's, you know, 8 or 9 hasn't
yeah,
learned yet.
Exactly. So it's you know, probably, like, a very different situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I think it coming, you know, the article you read from a adult who also has it, it makes mm-hmm. a lot of sense. I think that the saying that they, as far as I know, was portrayed very well.
Right.
Very, quite realistically. Maybe not everything, but majority, mm-hmm. I'd say, as far as I've heard, was quite realistic. And one thing they did very well, like, just throughout the show, they would show you her, like, I don't know what to call them. I'm going to call them habits. I don't know what else to call them.
Mm-hmm.
That she would do, like, when she would count down going into a door, how she would always rearrange her food and, like, all the little things she would always do that.
And a lot of them, they explained to us. In one way or another,
mm-hmm.
either she explained it to someone mm-hmm. or her father
yeah.
was explaining it to somebody about his daughter.
Exactly, yeah.
Which was very helpful.
It was, but one thing I noted was that usually when we saw those habits initially,
mm-hmm.
they weren't explained.
Right, they weren't.
And, like, the one where she counts down going into a room, like, she'll count to 3 and then walk in, it was, like, episode, like, 15.
Yeah, yep.
The one guy was, like, you know, commented on it, one rude guy, and then the other was, like, she was, like, oh, it's because of the change environment is a lot for me. And the other guy was, like, oh, yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she'd done that the entire show, but I think it was interesting that they waited to explain why.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they did that in a way that made sense. Like, they're just like, this is who she is, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But they would hear and they're kind of like, you know, this is the reason why. But
right.
they would do it very naturally.
Or, like, the one time that she and Junho were in the car.
Mm.
And she was explaining to him how, like, her perspective mm. when she's out in the world. And mm-hmm. how her perspective is different than other people's. Mm. And he actually said to her, you know, I love it when we can talk like this because
mm-hmm.
I can understand you
yeah,
more.
Definitely.
And that's really what some of the rather rude people that she encountered needed to do. They needed to understand her better.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think the show was able to at least somewhat, like, you know, represent people who had autism and also the issues that mm-hmm. you know, society, that comes with it in society, without that being the main storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Like something like a documentary or something like that, I think that should be the main storyline.
Right,
versus
sure.
this, it, like, that wasn't the entire point of the show. It was also the show, you know, other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they did that in quite a good way to almost just be more educational, but also have a very good storyline without, like, chucking issues at you and being like, this is what should be done, this is what shouldn't be done.
Right,
like,
right.
It wasn't telling you what was like, oh, this is right, this is wrong, this is good. Like, it was still just a story that,
mm-hmm.
you know, was very enjoyable. And one thing they did very well is they kept Young-woo very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
like, once she started dating Junho, she didn't just all of a sudden become this new person who can date now.
No,
like,
no.
That's not any, even like, anybody.
Right.
That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the difficulty that came with it, like, for specifically with her in dating. It was difficult for mm-hmm. her and also for the other person. And they stayed very true to her character throughout, like, the entire thing. I don't think I remember a scene where I was like, gosh, would she ever, like, you know, would she ever actually say that in that situation?
Right. There was only one thing that gave me pause. Usually she was so truthful.
Yeah, I know you're going to. And
the
exactly.
one time that, you know, she said, let's break up, but she didn't explain
she
it.
She more just avoided it. Like, she never lied.
No, she didn't.
She just completely avoided the question.
And she also got really wrapped up in her thinking about the case at that
yes.
moment, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But
that was the only thing that I mm-hmm. was like, I don't know.
I don't know.
She would have avoided that.
I don't know. To me, it, for the most part, made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'd say overall, they did a very good job of keeping her, like, consistent.
Throughout. And that is part of what was so likable about her
definitely,
character
yeah.
was her honesty and consistency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you were able to, I feel like even as someone who obviously does not have autism at all, I could still, like, connect with her in, like, certain scenes where it was, like, an awkward situation or this and that. I could totally be like, oh, yeah, I feel like that would be awkward, like, for anybody in that situation and that kind of thing. That even though, you know, I'm not the same as them, I can still somewhat relate to specific scenes.
Right.
Probably not as, you know, overall, but, like, specific things. I'd say I definitely could. So, Junho, who we'd seen, oh, wait, look at the actor name here, played by Kang Tae-ho, who we'd seen in the Nakju, correct?
Correct. He
we'd
was
seen,
the
like,
whole reason we stopped watching the show. Because we loved his character so much.
And wait. Maybe don't say that. That's a really big spoiler for
and
the show.
And, okay.
His character turned into something we didn't think he was going to, so we stopped.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, we just, yeah. We never finished that show, but he was, we liked him in it. But in this show, he was also someone who was a very likable character. And the kind of character that you just immediately like.
Yeah.
Like, I think I mentioned it in the last episode with Cup of Coffee that, like, that one did a very good job of, like, immediately connecting you with the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with his character, like, I just immediately liked him. There was no, like, ifs or buts. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And I think that's really because he's a genuine person.
Mm, for sure.
He wasn't stuffy or too serious or too relaxed. Like,
yeah,
like the
he
guy
wasn't like
the,
a pushover either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just, yeah, very likable.
Very.
Pleasant.
Oh, yeah.
Kind to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also, like, you could still believe it was a real person.
Right.
Yeah, sure, maybe a little nicer than most, but
yeah.
He was still believable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't just this, like, 100% all the time, so nice, and, like, you know, he still just moments where he would get frustrated and this and that, like, and it showed that he, you know, he also struggles.
Right. I mean, he even, the first time he met Woo Young-woo, he thought she was a little weird.
Yeah, of course he would.
But he didn't
get hung up on that.
Yes, and he didn't think it was a bad thing
no.
that she was weird.
Mm-hmm.
She was just different.
Definitely.
And he actually found it kind of amusing.
Yeah, in some ways, yeah. And I feel like that could be something that, like, I can't, like, I imagine how difficult it is with, like, meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as someone who's autistic. Especially, like, you know, she's on the spectrum. Her character is, like, very high functioning.
Oh, she's genius.
Like, super high functioning.
Yeah.
basically, like, she can have her own job. Mm-hmm. But she still, it's very, I guess it's somewhat obvious when you look at her that she, like, by her mannerisms mm-hmm. and this and that, mm-hmm. how she talks, that she is autistic. I mean, I think I've met a kid who was autistic, but, like, you could barely tell. Mm-hmm. He just had a little, you know, he wouldn't make eye contact with you and would sometimes have a hard time, like, paying attention at first, but other than, like, it might have taken him a while to figure something out, but other than that, I mean, he didn't, you know, in some ways he didn't, like, quote-unquote, seem as, well, what you're stereotypical, I guess you could say.
Well, that's one of the things about that they made a point of.
Yeah.
And she said it several times.
Yeah.
It's called a autistic spectrum mm-hmm. disorder. And yeah. it's a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different things
yeah,
along
it's
that
so
line.
Different from person to person, yeah. for sure. But yeah, his first yeah, get sorry, back. Yeah. But his first impression of her, yeah, it was interesting to see how he was like, oh, okay, she's a little weird, but oh, okay, that's how she is. Like, you right. know, he didn't, like, you know, think too much into it. He just accepted the fact that that's how she is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Yeah.
And then when he realized, oh, she's the one I'm meeting. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
And just went with it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing we noted it, I don't know, semi early on, is that Junho is not one of the attorneys, obviously. He's mm-hmm. a...
He's in the litigation department.
Thank you. That word there. The loo.
He's probably what you would consider in America as a paralegal. He's
well, see,
there to assist
I
the lawyers.
I looked up the term paralegal, and, like, your paralegal, like, I think also, like, an attorney's a paralegal, too.
But your position
yes,
is
yes.
to
it's
assist
like the
lawyers.
Secretary, but not, kind of,
yeah.
sort of, assistant, basically. So, a lot of the scenes, not all of them, but a lot of them that were, you know, the attorneys discussing the case and this and that, or even just, you know, in court,
mm-hmm.
he would a lot of time be in the background. Like, in court, mm-hmm. he would a lot of time come to watch because he a lot of time drove them there, or every now and then he'd walk in and out with material for them, and then in some, he wasn't
there
at all. Like, for their mm-hmm. meetings, he wasn't always there. And that's something that I think they did a pretty good job of, is that even though I consider him, like, one of him and Young-woo, the leads, for the most part, he wasn't in every single scene.
Mm-hmm. That would have been unrealistic.
Yeah,
if
I wouldn't
he
have
had
made,
been.
Yes, he was in a significant amount. Yeah. But I like that they had it where it was just the scenes with the attorneys and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. I thought that would... That made a lot of sense for the show.
Yeah.
And I think they did a very good job of that, for sure. So, with Soo-yeon, I just found out, like, right before we started recording. So, we recognized her when she first, like, you know, came on... Oh, wait. Played by... Sorry. Ha Yoon Kyung. We recognized her. We're like, shoot... You know, who is this? I can't quite place it. But I guess we didn't want to pause or something.
Right,
it's
didn't
weird because we always look people up, but
right.
I guess we forgot. She played one of the...
Residents?
I'm pretty sure I was resident in Hustle Playlist and Hustle Playlist 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. That's who she played. And she was a really likable character in Hustle Playlist as well. So that's the only thing we've seen her in.
Mm-hmm. So in this one, at first...
Oh, yeah, my first impression was so funny.
You can't tell because she seems to be... I don't want to pick sides, but not on Lee Young-woo's side, so
sure,
to speak.
Sure,
in other words,
yeah.
She doesn't go out of her way to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they were in school together.
College, I think.
Yeah, in college together. And then she kind of helped her out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know whether she got picked on for it or what. She decided that, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. But then she can't help herself. She's a nice
so
person.
Cute.
So she helps her with the door, and she helps her with this and that. And I have to go. So Woo Young Woo, at one point, they're talking about, who were they talking about?
I have no idea.
Were they talking about nicknames or something?
Yeah, because they called him Tactician.
Oh,
what was his full name? Is it Kim? Yeah, no. Kwang Min Woo. And then he was calling Young Woo. Oh, he had a nickname for her in the one episode.
Like, always comes in first place or something like that.
I don't remember what it was, but,
yeah. Yeah, they're talking about nicknames.
I think that's what it was, at least.
And she asked Woo Young Woo what her nickname would be, and she said you would be Spring Sunshine Soo-yeon, because, and she listed all the things.
You're warm and kind and like, oh.
And that was like a switch flipped in her.
Yeah.
And she realized it was okay to be kind mm-hmm. to this person, and from there on out, they were like,
mm-hmm. close? What word?
I don't know what word.
Buddy, buddy? I don't think you're looking for that one.
Well, they looked out. Well, she looked out for
her.
Yeah,
for
sure. From there on out.
And I think that was cool that, like, she looked out for her, but she also would tell her off.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And, like, when she was,
like, any good friend should
exactly,
do.
Exactly. Like, when she was butting, when Young-woo was butting heads, like, at the very end with the senior attorney,
mm-hmm.
she was like, dude, you can't do that.
Right.
Like, I get it. Like, I get what you're trying to do, but, like, you know, you don't want to get fired over something this stupid, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that they showed she wasn't babying her or anything like that. She was just honestly trying to help.
Right, right.
But yeah, it was really funny that at first I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
She's going to be like really mean. Oh dear. And then like, uh-huh. and then like gradually just like even like more and more.
So by episode 5.
Is that what,
that's when that happened. Mm-hmm. They became close. And
yeah.
That
and
was,
I think that was, it was cool to see that. As the show goes on, they get even closer,
mm-hmm.
I'd say.
Yeah.
And that was, like, fun to watch,
mm-hmm.
for sure. I like her character. She's fun. Mm-hmm. She's cool. Oh, I also like how she dresses.
Yeah.
I love her. I don't think she ever wore skirts. Very rarely. She had a few in there.
Yeah.
But I loved her, like, suits.
Uh-huh.
With, like, the really, the long, wide-legged pants. Ooh, I love those.
Right. I think there was a purposeful distinction between the way she dressed and the way Young-woo dressed.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like how
her
she dressed. She was very fun. So, Min-woo.
So, just like our first impression of her.
Yes. Min-woo's first impression was worse.
What a jerk, mm-hmm. you know.
So.
Well, he was a jerk. That,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't just an impression.
Mm-hmm.
He actually behaved jerk-like.
Especially in first. So, played by Ju Jong-hyuk. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Who, it was, oh my gosh, hysterical. That we went from Yumi
Cells
to this character. Which I love. I love seeing actors and actresses in both kinds of
mm-hmm.
roles like that. It was actually, like, really impressive.
He went from a very soft character.
Soft, casual, lovable,
yeah,
kind of, best friend.
You know, the lawyer that's out to
get him, you know.
Step on everybody else to
mm-hmm.
to meet his own goals.
Exactly. And it was actually kind of cool seeing
mm-hmm.
him in this role.
Yeah, it was.
And also a bit more of a main character as
mm-hmm.
well. And I think he played it very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, immediately I was just like, oh, this dude's gonna be a problem. He's gonna be annoying. Oh dear. And we are correct.
Yep.
With this one. And he just kept getting worse and worse until he started getting better. Like, it
yeah.
just kept going.
Oh, yeah.
Went up and up and up. And then, oh, shoot. Okay, now it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Like, he just, man.
He didn't have any time for Young-woo. He.
No. And I mean, I don't think he was much better with, like, Soo-yeon either. I mean, maybe a little bit. But, like, he still didn't, like, he still wanted to be on top. He didn't care, and like that kind of thing, which mm-hmm. reminded me of Chicago Med. Was she from Australia? The heart surgeon?
Yes.
Yes. She is so freaking annoying.
Yeah.
And same kind of character who just, like, even though, I mean, it is a fair point that in, like, you know, law, like a law firm like that, you're trying, you know, you're trying
You're competing.
To get, you are.
With
it's
the
true.
Other rookie
And he mentioned
lawyers.
You're competing to get your contract renewed. Yep. You want to have the job. But, like,
right.
dude, they're also your colleagues. Exactly. Like, you're also working on the same case together. Like, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he was just, ugh. He played it so well. Like, I think Josiah and I were talking about this the other day. If it's a character that you can, like, truly hate, that means they did a really good
exactly.
job.
Exactly, yes.
And,
yes.
But it was really cool to see his development.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that it took time to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that we saw him be a jerk and annoying.
And because he wasn't the main character, we didn't watch the wheels turning in his head. Mm. We didn't see...
Like the inner thoughts.
The inner thoughts
yeah,
change.
Yeah.
We just noted how his actions changed.
Right.
Somewhere yeah. in there, behind the scenes, mm-hmm. he had made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool to see that played out.
Yeah, but I like that they took a while to get there.
Yes, yes.
And that he didn't just go like, boop, he's
I'm
great.
Wonderful now.
Yeah, exactly. No, it took some time to get there. And it was like, you know, he still talked the same and, like, you know, just, you know, how he treated people was a little bit differently. And
or
I,
when they were in the courtroom and they, you know, the girls did the fist bump and
he went.
He was a little, so he was changing mm-hmm. and he was awkward about it at first.
Yeah, definitely.
It wasn't comfortable and normal for
yeah,
him to do
uh-huh.
that.
And I think part of it, or at least a big part of it, was Soo-yeon. Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff she had said.
Yeah.
I think some of it was him real... Was also him spending more time with Young-woo and
yeah.
realizing a bit more of who she is mm-hmm. as well. And kind of been like, you know, I don't want to hurt this person any more than I have.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, realizing that.
Now, I see... I understand why part of that was this person who's competing for a job... Got this job through connections.
No, yeah, that
that's
was,
not fair.
That is, he was correct in that
he
argument.
He was correct.
How,
and
oh,
I see how that,
such annoying,
I yeah. can see how that was tied into not liking her.
Yes,
and treating
I understand
her
that.
The way he did.
Definitely. But I feel like he treated her badly even before he knew that.
He
I'm
did,
sure.
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Myung-suk, like, ugh.
He's almost
oh
always one of my favorite characters whenever he's in a show.
Yeah, I mean, we...
Like, seriously.
Yeah, so, Myung-suk played by... I lost... Oh, Kang Ki-young, who the main roles we've seen him in is Secretary Kim, Weightlifting Fairy... What was the other one?
We'll at 18.
At 18, which you'd seen him in. Uh-huh. Was there another one? Or, I think that was the main one.
Yeah.
Those are his, probably some of his most well-known ones as well. And he just, he's so good at just, W was the other one.
He's so good at being a
he's
nice person.
So good at, yes. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes,
he's
he
so
is.
He's so good at being a nice person.
Yeah,
that's
like, nice and you know how sometimes a character can be funny, but you know they're funny just because they're in the context of the show?
Mm-hmm.
He feels funny like he must be a funny person.
Oh my gosh,
funny.
I get it. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I would say this role was slightly different.
Yeah.
Was that he was not 100% just the comedian.
No, he wasn't. It was kind of nice to see
mm-hmm.
that.
It was very nice to see. Like, whereas in, like, Weightlifting Fairy, that was kind of his role, yeah. was the comedic relief, where that isn't what it was in this one.
I liked. And I must say, he had the best suits of anyone in the show.
Oh, yeah. Min Woo had some ugly suits. Like, ugly.
Now, mind you, Min Woo was a rookie attorney. And Myung Suk has been doing this for 15 years.
That's true. Not 15.
15 years. Really? It was 15? Yes, 15 years.
Okay. But it was like Min Woo's one where it was the, I think it was gray. And it was
the gray plaid.
Gray plaid on the jacket and the, I was like,
it was a three-piece suit.
And then he had like a patterned tie. I'm like, blech. What are you doing? Blech. Just, I don't know. I don't think it had a vest with it.
Most of their suits were three-piece suits.
I think it was, did it? Maybe it did. Oh, dear. But Myung-sup, amazing suits, man. Tailored
yes.
right.
Yes. Mm.
And that, yeah, I mean,
especially the black on black on black. Everything black.
Which was totally symbolizing that he was going to be sick.
I know.
But yeah, the black, it was a three-piece black suit, black dress shirt, and black tie.
Yes.
Perfecto. Yeah. But that is right there. And you know what makes in, I don't think he had one, but if he had some sort of, he had a,
he had tie clip on.
He always wears a tie clip. Uh-huh. And that kind of like, that's that
just
little bit.
Little broke up the.
Broke it up. Just teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so. First impressions of Myung Suk was actually really funny. Because the first impressions was him finding the second sheet of paper saying she had autism. And he was like, what is this? You expect me to let, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, a whole deal about it. And, like, I was like, oh, shoot, he's gonna be one of those people who just has such a problem and this and that. And then...
But by the end of episode one...
Yes!
That attitude, he changed.
And I think he legit, like, admitted it to the CEO that, yes, it was my what's the word?
Prejudice?
Is that the right word?
Or my preconceived notion of what...
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
But I think for his case, he was more concerned with the fact that can she be an effective lawyer?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And once she demonstrated that, he was fine.
There you go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't... I don't think it was the disability itself. I think it was that... He thought the disability would cause a problem in her job.
Sure, I can see what
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Okay, yeah.
But it was cool to see him, like, very much right away after realizing, like, oh no, she knows what she's talking about for sure.
Yeah.
And then he just turned into this, like, he's just this amazing person.
Yes, an amazing teacher.
Oh, such a good teacher.
Yes, mentor.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I noticed was that he was able to tell someone what they did wrong with that in a way that, like, wasn't, like, degrading to that person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's being like, you know, you should have done that, don't do that again, kind of thing. Like without just, like, screaming at
exactly.
them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you had also seen him at MOVE 18, or at 18.
At 18.
He was a teacher, one of the teachers, am I correct?
Yes, he was their main homeroom teacher, and he was, like, the best teacher ever. Mm-hmm. He was, like, the teacher everybody should have. Mm-hmm. The teacher that goes above and beyond and is more concerned about your well-being than about your grades. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah. And this was, to that one, I haven't seen it, but I believe somewhat semi-similar sort of role. And it was cool to see him, like, how he would deal with stuff and then, like, you know, see how he would teach, but then also see how he would act in court and how he would defend. Like, you know, we got to see multiple sides to him. And then towards the very end, when we find out about his ex-wife and, like, all the very personal stuff, he gets, like, and he got sick, that was also a very different side to him mm-hmm. that we also got to see. Mm-hmm. And that was cool that, you know, the even though, like, the rest of the leads, they're all quite similar age, mm-hmm. Younger 20s.
Right.
Him, who's in his 30s, I guess, probably, mid-30s, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess his character. Like, he was also one of the mains, even mm-hmm. though he was older than them. Like, mm-hmm. I liked that mm-hmm. about him. His character, that we got to see that as well. And also, we wanted to briefly say the relationship between Young-woo and her dad. You said you really wanted to mention
that.
Oh,
yeah. I thought that was a wonderful relationship. First of all, he gets, you know, the Dad of the Year award for taking on... basically volunteering to take on the unborn child no matter what. Mm-hmm. And that's just incredible. And then raising her, and then when he found out she had autism, he didn't abandon her.
No, I mean,
and then when he figured out that
she
was reading his law books, he used that to...
try and communicate
with her, mm-hmm. you know, on something that she understood. Mm-hmm. It was just a beautiful relationship.
It was. And I like that they showed his struggle.
Yes.
As well. It showed how, like, you know, she has a very hard time expressing, like, affection, especially, like, physical touch and mm-hmm. other stuff like that. And, like, you know, at one point he mentioned that, you know, to him... it felt like, you know, she wouldn't care who was there as long as she was being fed. You
right.
know, like,
and he was lonely.
Yeah, and that was such a sad thing to think about. But he was able to still work, work through that and figure out other ways to communicate with her mm-hmm. and, you know, this and that. And it was cool to see how their relationship went from when she was a kid, which obviously, like you said, she didn't understand yet how to communicate with people, which, you know, then once she's in her early 20s, she's somewhat figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how they're able to talk to each other and stuff like that, or like the emotion board.
Oh my gosh, that was so great.
Like the little.
But that was cool things. because that also demonstrated how he wasn't able to send her to a professional, you know, doctor or therapist mm-hmm. or whatever. But between the two of them, they figured something out. They had their own system mm-hmm. that they had figured out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And so for the more legal side of this drama, we already mentioned that with the, you know, the legal stuff and the courtroom mm-hmm. and this and that. They made it quite easy for the viewers to understand. Mm-hmm. Sure, I'd say there was bits and parts where I was, like, a little bit confused. But I never had to, like, pause it and be like, help me here. What are they talking about? What did I miss? Like, mm-hmm. there have totally been shows where I've been like, what? Like, excuse me? Like, totally.
Yeah.
With this one, I didn't have to do that, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, we actually went through and listed all the cases. And we marked the ones that they did and didn't win. And... I mean, yes, they won majority of their cases.
So they did 13 cases total.
Mm-hmm. How many did they, like, win? Or at least we were pretty sure we're right on this number.
Nine,
okay. Mm-hmm. And then one of them, the lawsuit was dropped.
Right.
And so that leaves...
Three
that they did not win.
Mm-hmm.
So that is actually kind of nice to see. Yes, it's the majority, but... it was nice to see that every now and then, no, they don't win every mm-hmm. single case.
Yep.
Yes, they come from this big law firm that has a very high success rate. So, you know, it makes sense that they do win majority of their cases.
Right.
But to not have it 100% of them within the show was kind of nice.
It was.
Actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying these cases were in any way realistic. Was I expecting realism from this show? No, not in the legal side of things.
Right.
It is still a drama.
Mm-hmm. But you have a seasoned lawyer
mm-hmm.
and a genius working on a case And you can still not win the case.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, and that's just kind of how it is.
Yeah.
And I like that they showed that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing I thought, I wonder if it was just to make the cases more interesting, was that they only had two cases that they were representing large companies.
I think part of that might have been the fact that the stuff that they would represent a large company for would be much more complicated.
Yeah, sometimes, yes.
You know, legally. Yeah. You know, in the legal
and
stuff.
And also, I think it was at least for one of them, maybe two, that what they were representing for actually turned out to be a lie or something like that. And I like how they use that in the story and the development of the characters of having, like, kind of deal with a case like that. But I feel like for a law firm that they were like, what, like number two in Korea or something, that I wonder how realistic it is that they take on that many cases that are more like individual people.
I think it all, I think
or, is it because they're they so big,
there's so many different departments.
That's true. There are, yeah.
Some departments probably only take on. Well, there are. Some departments only take on criminal cases.
Yeah.
That wasn't their department.
Or, like, specific ones who, I think they mentioned it with divorce cases.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, and it was, like, I wonder if it's partly because they were rookies that they're not taking on the, you know, they're not representing these huge conglomerates and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
that other lawyer dude was probably representing those.
I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting choice. Mm-hmm. That's all.
And also, for us, the viewer, a more human interest type story.
What, yeah, keep it interesting. That's what I mean.
You can identify it with it
exactly,
more.
Yeah. And I think that could have been a really big part of why they decided to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this still makes sense, though.
Like, yeah.
Why they did. So, there, really, it's one case. I mean, there's another one, too, but, like, the second case they ever did was the one with the wedding dress. Like, the wedding dress slip that was...
Yeah.
That was a... It was a weird case. I feel like the have is, like, the second case of the whole show. I don't know. I guess it was just showing that, like, rich people can sue for anything.
Yeah, I think so.
Is what I really...
Like, he was suing over, you know, because of his pride.
Mm-hmm. I
kind of like the guy who was suing over the $3 toll that he had.
Yeah, really. But... That one just felt, like, kind of weird for a second.
Yeah.
Like, second, third episode? I don't know, a little strange. Yeah. The weirdest one was the kidnapping case. And I feel like you mentioned that your impression of it was that they were trying to touch on the problem.
Yeah, they were addressing a social issue.
Yes, which...
Which was the education of... children and what you should and shouldn't be doing when with elementary aged kids.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a, you know, I don't think, you know, that's a bad thing to touch on.
No, it's not. It's just, it was a weird way to do it.
Yeah, I feel,
I just can't see that actually happening.
I bet kidnapping cases have happened where the people, where the kid didn't get hurt at all. I bet that has happened. But, like, I don't know, that was just, like, really, it felt, even though, yes, the other cases weren't totally realistic, even compared to the other ones, felt a lot less believable.
Right. The one that felt the most believable was the road through the town, where they were building the highway through the town, because, yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that has happened.
Oh, totally.
It's happened in the U.S. too.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we'll come back to that kidnapping one later, but it was just a...
We will?
We will, yeah. It was just a weird thing to do, and I feel like they could have touched on that issue in a different way. Like, I don't know. It was
like weird. They touched on the one with the... the disabled girl and the dude and how vulnerable she was. And
That one made sense. Yeah.
I think that social issue was addressed.
Also with having the case with the the guy who was also autistic.
Yeah.
I like that they showed, okay, this is a spectrum. This mm-hmm. is how it is for, like, certain people. And, like, I like that they touched on that as well. How, you know, for him, it's extremely hard for him to interact with people mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And that was another, I feel like, you know, it was expanding on, you know, they already had the main character, but it was also expanding on that social right. social issue as well. I mean, they touched other things within the show, but I feel like with the other ones that they touched on, I feel like they went about it in a more believable way, even, mm-hmm. or just, I don't know, it just fit better within the show as a whole, mm-hmm. I'd say, personally.
I think in reality, their cases would probably be less diversified.
Yes, I definitely, I feel like, yeah. I mean, I feel like for, like, the, at least that'd be my guess. I have no idea how the legal system works. Mm-hmm. Or any, as, or the
in legal system. In a law firm that large.
Yeah.
You're going to have a very specific niche.
Or at least probably. That you're going to do. I mean, I don't know if it's different for the rookies than it is for the senior attorneys or this or that. I'm not sure.
Well, their department was what? Civil law?
Yeah, it was civil law. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. Whatever. So, the other half of this show is the relationships, mm-hmm. obviously.
We already talked about the father-daughter relationship mm-hmm. yeah. and the two girls relationship. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Young-woo and Jun-ho. So, obviously, from a writer's and director's standpoint, it's a very different kind of relationship to portray mm-hmm. than your, you know, stereotypical Korean drama, you know.
They fall in love at first sight.
You know, this and that.
They
yeah.
hold hands, they kiss, they...
Totally, exactly.
They pretend to be something they're not, or they misunderstand each okay. other.
Yeah, 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 whatever, yeah. whatever.
It was very refreshing.
Oh my gosh.
To have something very different mm-hmm. than that.
Definitely. And it wasn't just refreshing to have it different. It was refreshing to not have it, like, ridiculously convoluted either.
Yes.
For sure. So, one of the things that was very different in their relationship was the communication.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I found interesting was that even though Young-woo most of the time was, maybe not right away, but especially, like, eventually, was very honest mm-hmm. and would tell him, like, straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. But even though she was like that, there were still so many times when they weren't quite on the same page, mm-hmm. or
she didn't understand him,
and
he didn't understand her,
or both happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing where he thought they were officially dating, but she,
because that's what
right
one would assume in mm-hmm. a regular
yeah,
relationship.
But for her, like, she needed that in words, like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly,
and that kind of thing, and I like that they showed that, you know, how different it was for them and how they had to, that it's going to take a lot of work mm-hmm. to, you know, get to a point where they misunderstand each other less. And that yeah. is always going to be something that they work at, for sure. And
it took him a long time.
It did.
To come to the point where he felt like it was okay to even say something to her.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Took him 9 episodes.
Was it really that long?
Yeah. He didn't tell her until the very end of episode 9.
Yeah, when he confessed.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah. But what's cool is that he took it seriously.
Oh, for sure.
He knew that if I am not serious and this is just a little thing and it's going to end, that I shouldn't even start.
It's not even worth it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For sure. And I think another thing they did well with them is that they showed how they were both interested.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I like that they showed it from both of their perspectives, especially Yeongwoo's, like, that, you know, it was hard for her to figure out, like, you know, how am I supposed to ask him if he likes me or not? Do I not do it? Like, and then also for him, he was like, should I say it? Like, we work together. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. It was hard for both sides.
And I loved how when she would go to her best friend and her best friend would give her this advice.
Sometimes kind of ridiculous.
Sometimes ridiculous advice. She would take that advice and interpret it in her own manner.
Totally, yeah.
Which is great.
Which is very great. Entertaining. Yeah. Uh-huh, for sure.
But it was very her, and it was very, what's the word? Not naive.
No.
Very...
innocent?
Innocent. Very pure.
Yeah.
Her motivation was for her...
Oh, for sure.
Actions were very pure.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And another thing that was very different for them was how their relationship didn't have a lot of physical touch.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wondered how that they were going to
do that. Yeah, I wondered how they were going to do that. And that is something they kept consistent with her character.
Yep.
Was that she had a very... That's something she... That was a hard thing for her to deal with. And I've heard that it's something that is very difficult for mm-hmm. autistic people is, you know, to... Just physical touch in general can be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that they didn't be like, oh, they're dating now. Oh, she just, like, likes holding hands all of a sudden. That's not how it works.
That's not
like,
how it works.
She still obviously had a really hard time with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it might never really like it. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't want to have any physical touch.
Right, right.
Like, when they first... Was that? No, that wasn't their only kiss. Like, when they first kissed, like, she wanted that, and so
he let her do it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And that's something that I feel like they did very well was they kept it kind of almost a little bit slower.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that could have been that their relationship wasn't the entire storyline of the show. Like, we saw so much of the case happening.
Right.
That, you know, we weren't constantly having to see the relationship and, you know, wanting to see it move forward and, like, that kind of thing. That they were able to keep it, like, I mean, it was her first time, as far as we know, dating.
Oh, yeah.
That, of course, it was going to be, she was going to, you know, it was going to take things slow and be very, and be kind of, and be difficult in certain ways, mm-hmm. for sure. Were there, oh, there's a ladybug in here. The ladybug attacked you.
Ladybug on my mic.
So, were there any... Oh, don't fuck it at me.
It's flying around.
Was there any, like, specific moments with them that you really wanted to mention? Be it cute or whatever?
When she waited for him in the lobby.
Oh, that was so cute.
And... Oh, this ladybug.
Oh my gosh, chill! It's not trying to attack
it's
you.
It's crawling in my chair.
Oh my gosh. So, you mean when she...
When she waited for him in the lobby, just she's like, I just wanted to see you. Okay, I'm good.
like, and that was one thing.
And then she told him later that I think they were talking on the phone. And she said, I think about you all the time. And she's like, it's really different.
Yeah. Like how honest she was.
Yes.
About, oh my gosh.
I love the honesty. Mm-hmm.
And I think, doesn't she mention at one point that it's almost impossible for her and for other people with autism to lie? Like,
yeah.
It's very, like, they almost just can't.
Right. Right.
And yeah, like, where she was like, oh, I just wanted to see you. Okay, bye. Like, she was, that's all it was for her. And he was like, wait a second. Like, you know, it was kind of fun to see how for her, she's like, oh, that's all I wanted. But he was like, wait, I want to talk to you. Like,
right.
You know, that kind of thing.
And then the other one was when he described their relationship as an unrequited love of a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how, you know, she's, you know, cats... Cats, they don't care. You're there to feed them and pet them when they want to be pet, you know. And it's kind of...
She doesn't like cats. You didn't freak that out.
And that's kind of how he felt in a way.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I loved how when he talked about it, he emphasized all of the things that made him happy.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew sometimes it was gonna feel lonely.
Yeah,
and that was okay.
Yeah,
and her response was beautiful.
Love
that.
Like, it was an unrequited love because I love you too.
Exactly.
Like,
that was so cute. Oh, that was great. That was like the end. They could have stopped it right there. That was really good.
Okay, so
sorry
for Minwoo and Suyeon. So these two, it was interesting because they had their little moments here and there of a teeny little bit of tension, but it didn't really start until episode 13.
Yeah, when they went to Jeju.
And then it, like, blew up all of a sudden. So
he, like, I agree with her. It almost felt like whiplash. Like,
who are you
and, like, where's Minwoo?
Yeah, but, like, in some ways, I feel like he's still... You know, he's still somewhat, for the most part, he still acted the same and talked, like, a little bit, obviously, better than the first few episodes, yes.
I think he was just relaxed.
Yes.
Because he wasn't at the office anymore.
He even said that. He's like, it's because we're on JG right now. Yeah. And I feel like...
It's like, wow, he's actually a nice guy to be
around.
Oh my gosh,
he can be genuine? What is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I feel like... For that one, sure, it could have been a teeny little bit quick for his character, but I don't think it was too bad at all. It was entertaining.
Yes.
How funny, like, for her, she was like, what happened? Like, she was really flustered by it, for sure.
But he got flustered when she came to the office with her hair down.
That was
the first time he got flustered.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
So they were cute, the two of them.
Yeah.
Like you said, nice and slow, and they didn't rush anything with the two of them.
No, yeah. And also, like, they waited until the end to really ramp it up a little bit. And it was kind of fun to be like, oh, maybe this will go somewhere. Maybe it won't. Like, I kind of liked that.
Yeah, it made it, rather than having the main couple and the secondary couple.
Yeah.
It was nice that it wasn't like that.
It didn't have to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And then Myung-suk and his ex-wife. So I didn't expect any kind of romantic relationship with Myung-suk.
Right.
I was very surprised, actually, when he mentioned he'd been divorced and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I did not expect that at all. It's a shame, though, because, like, in my opinion, she does not deserve him at all. Like,
but on the other hand, he still loves her.
Yes, I think she still, like, even if she doesn't love him, she still really, really cares for him as well. And it was just, like, sometimes, like, hard to watch some of her, like, comments she would have. Like, oh, you know, are you going to be the same as you always were all those years ago? This and that. And, like, some of it I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is hard. That's never going to be something that's easy.
I understand both points of view.
Yes, that's what it is. I understand both points of views. Yeah, whatever. And I just lean a little bit towards his side of, like...
That's because
we know him better.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was just a little bit annoying, and I don't know. I just feel like...
Yeah, so Anika's not rooting for them.
Not 100%, no. So, for the very ending of the show...
We liked it. We liked
how
they wrapped
up. Yes, I definitely liked the ending.
Yeah.
And, like, how, like, they wrapped up with Tae-soo-mi, decided she was going to be a good mom in the end. Like, you know, she had this whole dramatic storyline of, is she going to be, like, the Minister of Justice or not, and, like, this and that. And, like,
And in the end,
she chose
her child, which was, wow, it's like really cool.
It was.
This insanely powerful woman.
Took some convincing, but yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that they wrapped up her storyline, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I liked that. I like how they did it as well. And there was other stuff with, Younghoo and Junho. Like, I liked the, you know, they had this scene with her going through the revolving door and then, like, them saying hi to each other. Yeah. And, like, it was just, like, the little things.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked how one of the ending scenes of her, like, on her way to work in the subway and stuff, paralleled, I think it was the opening scene.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a fun way to kind of, like, bring it full circle like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I like how Minwoo went to... What's her name?
Taesumi.
And basically said, done.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was in, like, 14, but yeah, that mm-hmm. was a big thing. Or maybe 13. But yeah. And... overall, with the ending, I was 100% satisfied.
Yeah, we like, didn't feel like they left us hanging at all.
No, there was no kind of, like, cliffhanger, like, what if, or, like, that right. kind of like thing.
That a season two was necessary to finish some story
right. plot and line honestly, or something. Honestly, I feel like most questions were answered.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, man. It's like, yeah. So, whole thing about season two.
Okay, so season two, what do you think they're going to address in season two?
What I think they're going to address?
Yeah.
Like,
what's season two going to be about?
Well, I don't know.
No, just...
No. Hold on.
Okay. Give me a second. Don't answer that question.
I'm not going to... Give me a second to answer it.
Okay.
So, as far as I know, season two is confirmed. Mm-hmm. It will not come out till 2024, probably the earliest, which mm-hmm. I'm just like, is it worth it at that point? Like, seriously. I do not want a season two. You, like, if it comes out, am I going to watch it?
Sure. Yes.
Do I
need it?
No. Like, definitely not. I understand why people want a season two. These were very likable characters that you could really get invested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. Like, of course, like... But I feel like what I don't want to see in a... Okay, fine. I'll answer your question. What I think season two could have in it...
Right.
...is Minwoo and Soo-yeon.
Yes.
Are they gonna date? This and that? Right. What the heck? Mm-hmm. And then also Myung Suk and his ex as well. And also his situation with, like, what is he going to do with the work from now on? That whole thing. Yep. I think that is something that season two,
mm-hmm.
I would assume, obviously.
And also the CEO of Hanbada still knows the secret.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Because her comment was, I let you off easy this time.
Yeah, that's also something that could, like...
So that could be...
In season two, her birth and, like, her secret of who her mom is, I could see that mm-hmm. also potentially coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be a stressor.
That's a good way to put it. Yes. The things that I don't know what the heck they would do with in season two is, one... Younghoo's and Junho's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see them we saw them date quite a decent amount. It wasn't a ton in the first season, but we have already seen them date. So, their relationship is not, 150%. Like, it's still a little rocky.
But they just decided to...
To, like...
Become official
mm-hmm.
at the very end of the show.
Yes. In my opinion, they were kind of already official in there, but they weren't. But
they weren't.
That just makes it that... And their relationship shouldn't change all of a sudden. It should stay quite similar.
Yes. But they're going to have consistent. To deal... I think it's going to be more about their relationship and all of the forces around them affecting it.
Definitely.
Like... his family, mm-hmm. her family. Mm-hmm. They're dating in the office kind of thing.
Well, everybody knew, and no one really cared, honestly. No one cared.
Did everybody know?
Yes. Because everybody who went on the Jeju trip knew they broke up.
Oh, that's true. And they, like, switched seats with
them and stuff, right. You know?
Yeah.
But, so I'm saying I agree with you, in some ways, I think especially dealing with how their families are and uh-huh. stuff, I think it's something they could.
Or his friends.
Yes, it's something they could definitely do, yeah. and that would make sense.
That would make sense because what they were addressing, one of the things they were addressing in this one was how she interacts with the work world.
Hmm.
And then maybe the next season will be how she interacts with the world of relationship.
Right, or have more of it, sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I feel like the other half of their relationship, which is them dating, would be a little bit harder because they've already presented you with some of their issues and them trying to work through it and this and that. Yes, they still need a lot of work, but I could see how it might be difficult to show that and without the writers taking it in a direction, or writer, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
in a direction that gets overly dramatic to keep it interesting.
Yes, that would be my concern, too. That for we sure. would go into the tropes of K-drama relationships.
Mm-hmm. Or even just TV relationships.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's something that we really like shows that a lot of the show is the couple dating.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, obviously not every single show does that because it was like that show you mentioned. It was like a cop and a detective or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was that called? I don't know. It's
Castle.
Old. Castle?
Castle? Yeah.
I don't know. Is it American?
He's a detective and she's a reporter.
Or something, yeah.
Or vice versa. No, she's the cop. He was the writer. And he would trail her. And there was this romantic tension every episode. And you got to, you know, finally, they admit it to each other. And they start dating. And suddenly there's zero romantic tension. And it got boring.
Mm-hmm. And yes, it is. I would totally understand why a lot of shows throw dramatic things into it to try and keep it interesting. But that can just, once you've seen enough
because
of
often
that,
they feel real life is boring.
Which I get that. No, real life is not very glamorous. That is
no,
very
it's not
true.
Glamorous. But they might be able to keep theirs interesting without all of that.
Yes.
Because they have to, I mean, just like she and her father had to develop their own mm-hmm. system, so to speak.
Yeah.
The two of them are going to have to develop
yeah,
their own system.
Yeah, I could see it go either way. And honestly,
I'm more concerned about the court cases.
Yeah, I'm getting there in just a second.
Yeah.
With their relationship, I'm concerned it's going to go the route of being too dramatic
mm.
and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do have the potential to take it the other way
right.
and show how they're going to work through these issues
yeah.
and that kind of thing. I just feel like it might not,
right.
unfortunately, go that mm-hmm. way. But yes, the thing I'm most worried about are the court cases.
Yeah.
So like we mentioned,
it's sort of like when you do hospital stuff.
Yeah, like Chicago Med.
Like Chicago Med. You know, you have these, you know, cases of these diseases, you know, that only happen in real life in one in a million people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which
Yes, they do, but they don't happen every single day.
At the
Chicago Med.
At the city. Oh, in the same hospital.
So that's what we're concerned about, that they're going to
yes.
throw in some ridiculous, over-the-top, crazy
mm-hmm.
cases just to
keep it interesting.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah. Where, like, the one with the kidnapper,
mm.
that one was more just weird than overly dramatic.
Uh-huh.
I'm just afraid if they go past that, it's gonna get too much. Mm. That is probably my biggest concern about a season two.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see them going in the direction of having season two a little bit more about the relationships than the court cases, which I'm fine with. Mainly because now you have Minwoo and Soo-young and Myung-suk and
his ex-wife. Like, yeah.
You actually have more relationships than there were in season one.
Right.
But I'm just really, really worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, I mean, like, they could still keep it similar to season one, I totally can see it just going the wrong way.
I think the balance won't be as equal.
Which is fine. Whatever.
More relationship, less legal courtroom.
As long as they keep the cases at least semi sort of kind of believable. Like, no, I don't need it 100% realistic. It's TV. I don't expect it to be. But, like, don't have it so over the top it's almost annoying to watch.
I mean, they could have, what they could do is they could do cover less number of cases so that a case would be spread out over
but they don't want to drag it out either.
No, just two episodes.
Sure, they did something.
So that more of the episodes can be dedicated to the relationships.
I could see that happening. But it's something that I think the main thing that annoys me is that this show was very I was actually surprised by the ending of how much it wrapped it up. This show is obviously written for one season.
Yeah.
Obviously. I understand from, obviously, Netflix made a crap ton of money off of it. I understand they want a season two.
Yeah. Because that's how American TV works.
Yeah. Well, not just that.
Big time
American
TV.
It is not just American TV that has multiple seasons. They're probably the most British does as well. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's true.
Goes
yeah.
for forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, so does, you know, other countries as well. But I also see that the writers is something that they hopefully liked writing this show. Mm-hmm. The director hopefully liked directing it. And the cast loved doing it.
But like, sometimes when you write something and it has a story arc with a beginning and an end.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you have to write more. Well, your arc has already completed.
Exactly.
Now you have to come up with a whole new story arc.
Yeah.
Well, at least they have lots of time to write it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I could see it working. I honestly can't see it being as good as season one, unfortunately. I feel like season one is always going to be better. In this situation?
Well, sure. Because it introduces the characters.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. And also, we've already had character development and stuff like that. Whereas with shows, I said this to you, that shows that are written for two seasons, go for two seasons. I don't care.
Yeah,
if that's what Alice in Borderland hasn't got a second season yet, but obviously it was written for one.
Yeah, it wasn't written to be completed in one season.
And Yumi Cells 1 and 2, Hostel Playlist 1 and 2.
Right.
Like, that kind of stuff was so obviously initially written for two seasons that, you know, they already had a plan of what they were going to do if it wasn't even already completed yet. Versus this one, I have no idea if the writer had any ideas. Maybe he did, or she, I have no idea. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Imagine a good writer always could continue their story.
Yeah, of course. And I'm just worried it could go in the wrong direction and potentially ruin a good show.
It's
kind of what I'm worried about.
Right.
Like, with Hustle Playlist. Hustle Playlist is a freaking long show.
Yeah.
I'll admit that. It's really freaking long. One and, like, season one and two, their finales are both, like, 2 hours long. Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous, honestly. But that's, I freaking love that show. Mm-hmm. Love those characters so much. But I don't really want a season three.
No,
don't ruin please good don't. Thing.
Please don't. Yeah.
Also, with that show already being super long.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just, it could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really worried it's going to go the wrong way, right. You know, so.
But in the meantime, there are lots of other shows to watch.
Too many.
For instance, our monthly challenge.
Which is, Triad Princess. Which is, is one of our region ones, right?
Thai.
Hold on. Is it Thai or
Taiwanese?
Hold on. Taiwan. So, it is on Netflix. It's like 6 episodes long, I want to say, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is our monthly watch. So, the episode of us reviewing Triad Princess is going to be coming out next Sunday. So, week from now, if you want to try and
catch up. Watch
out real quick and then hear us talk about it, that's what we'll be talking about. So, we hope you guys enjoyed us talking about this show. And, I think we managed to stay on track for the most part.
Yeah.
But we hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you all next time.